Chapter 8. "Now," said the king, "take the giant and make him work. He can help build our next dome." Tarzan was pleased to be outdoors. The city looked the same as the city of his friends. There were 8 domes, and the men were building another. This was Tarzan's work. They took him to meet the officer in charge of the dome building. "So this is the giant?" said the officer. "What is your name?" Tarzan said nothing. "He is stupid. He cannot speak. He cannot understand anything." "He will understand me," said the officer. "I will call him the giant." "I am Calfastaban, and you will work hard." Tarzan's work was in the tunnels. They were dark and long. They were under the ground, and Tarzan had to work all day long. He had to carry heavy rocks, and it was very tiring. There were hundreds of slaves in the tunnels. They all wore green tunics, but each tunic had the owner's name on it. Tarzan was no longer free. Tarzan grew up in the trees and the fresh air. This was a terrible life for him. At the end of a long day, Tarzan was tired. His wounds were hurting. The guards took all the slaves to a big room and locked the heavy door behind them. It was dark, but there were candle fires, and women slaves cooked their food over the fires. There were also many children in the room. Tarzan was amazed, as their skin was very white. He sat next to the fire. A woman was cooking a pot of soup. "Are you the giant?" she asked. Tarzan could not believe it. He recognized the language. She was from Trohanodalmachus. Tarzan was very excited to speak to someone again. "I lived with your people," Tarzan told her. "They are my friends. My name is Tarzan. What is your name?"
"I am Talaskar," answered the woman.
"Well, Talaskar, we will go back to Trohanodalmachus. I will escape and return to the city. You can come with me and go back home as well."
"This is the only home I know,"
the dark-haired girl said sadly.
"I cannot return anywhere. I was born here."
"What?"
Tarzan was amazed. "And you have lived in these tunnels all your life?"
"Yes," she answered. "Me and these children. They make us stay indoors all the time. We have such white skin. We have never been outdoors. We do not have a home, only these tunnels. My mother taught me my language. She lived and died here."
Tarzan felt fear then. Would he ever escape? Would his skin turn white? Would he never see the jungle again? It was a terrible, unpleasant idea.
Suddenly the girl spoke.
"Where is Auponata?"
"I also cook for him, but he is not here tonight. He comes from Trohanodalmachus as well. He arrived a week ago."
"I would like to meet him," said Tarzan.
Tarzan wondered if Auponata and he could work together. They could make a plan to escape. He did not say anything, though. As he was thinking, he heard someone walking towards them.
"Oh, hello, Auponata. You are late tonight," Talaskar said.
Tarzan turned to meet this man.
"Tarzan?" said a surprised voice. It was his friend, Prince Komodo Florensel.
"Come," Tarzan began to speak. "Shh!" Prince Komodo Florensel put his hand to his lips.
"If they know I am the prince, I am in great danger. I am Auponata here."
"And I am the giant," replied Tarzan. "But I am not a giant anymore. The scientist Zoan Thrahago did an experiment and made me small. But he does not know how to make me big again. So now we are the same size. How strange it is!"